Jim Allister, this idea of a conflict resolution centre at the Maze, what's your reaction to the permission being given to planning today?
Well, my reaction is the same as Nigel Dodd's when the proposition was the stadium should be built at the Maze. He said, however distressed up, whatever spin is deployed, the retention of the Ipswich will make them a shrine. And that's the essence of what he said. And that still stands today, even more so, because these are buildings which are to be juxtapositioned with the old buildings, equally distant, apparently, in order to try and give put some sort of face on it with the old hangars, but very significantly, the old prison buildings, including where the hunger strikers took their own lives, are to be open to the public for the telling of their stories. And that is what will happen. It will become a mecca for terror tourists. And I've no doubt that it will turn into the shrine that everyone fears in that regard, whatever the spanking new building might look like or whatever it might do. The real focus here for the terror tourists will be the old buildings.
Do you not accept that if we're ever going to have conflict resolution, we have to look back at our history in the whole?
If we need a conflict resolution centre, then why build it on the one site where it is tarnished and tainted by the past? Why not put it on a neutral site, on a greenfield site, so that it comes with none of this baggage? The answer, of course, is that it's going to the Maze, because Sinn Féin wouldn't allow it anywhere else. And what Sinn Féin wants, Sinn Féin gets.
And do you not believe there's a demand, actually, for it, generally, on that site, because that's where the history actually existed?
I think there's a demand from those supportive of terrorism to have it on that site, because they want to have the opportunity to glorify their terrorism, and no doubt they will take that opportunity. I don't think there's a demand from the law-abiding community who suffered so much at the hands of those terrorists to have it there. Maybe not even to have it anywhere, but certainly not to have it there.
And what do you think the DUP got in return for agreeing to what you believe they've agreed to?
Well, I'm no doubt it was some part of a trade-off about something somewhere, and maybe we'll find out one day, maybe we'll never find out, because that's the way that misgovernment works in this province. It's a constant set of trade-offs, one against the other, but on this one, the DUP certainly corporately rolled over big time.
But is it not a perfect example of two opposing sides liaising and coming to an agreement that's acceptable to the vast majority of people?
It's a perfect example of Sinn Féin saying, if you want a conflict resolution centre, it'll be at the Maze, it'll be nowhere else. Of the DUP rolling over and agreeing to that. That's what it's a perfect example of.
Okay, Jim Allister, leader of the TUV, thank you very much indeed. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. You can let us know what you think.